Can you say you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast?
No, that I am.
You're listening to the Tom
Cam
and Jack
Cam
podcast.
Awful, awful.
Oh.
Shouldn't have bothered.
I'm an alligator.
Hello, you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast slash show. Maybe on Radio Vista, maybe not. Maybe on your portable device in your pocket. Maybe on your computer. Maybe, I don't know, what else? Maybe you've burnt it to a CD because you don't have an aux cable in your car.
The enthusiasm. Yeah. Never had the likes of it.
Thank you.
Never this upbeat.
My name's Tom.
Yeah.
Joining me is my colleague and...
What's his name?
Friend. He's a young man called Jack.
Hello.
And you might not like him at first, but he'll grow on you. Look at your face. I think, it just fell in. Can't even take a joke these days. Sorry.
That was disgusting.
I didn't know that would make such a cartoony noise.
That was the sound of Tom's throat. Come on. Like a frog mating sound, that.
Come on, we're on the radio. Come on.
We're not.
We are.
Well, we're not.
We could be.
It could be.
Potentially.
But while we're in that purgatory space, I think we're free to do as we please.
Okay. How are you?
You bist of
sh**. Oh.
You told me earlier in the week that you couldn't be bothered to cut the swearing out of our podcast. And it's noticeable that not only can you not be bothered to cut the swearing out, you can't be bothered to cut out the bits where you're just going,
Where's this attack come from?
And, I listened to last week's show.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah.
Good. Available on iTunes. But, there was just a lot of you. I mean, I'm guilty of it too, you know. We sat out down here in a basement, pre-recorded. I just expect... with literally every second of the day free, that you might cut the R's and U's out.
Even though you're speaking now, if your eyes weren't open, I would assume you were brain dead.
Why?
You're not putting your heart and soul into this. Come on, wake up a bit.
Speaking my of heart and soul.
Stuff on the podcast, actually, I did notice that I've got a weird cough thing where I just go,
you do, yeah.
So maybe if you could, I don't know.
It's like a final breath.
Yeah, so we need a signal from you, I think, in case I start coughing and I don't know I'm doing it.
It's like if you were to go to the doctors for something and he went, okay, Mr. Ratcliffe, and cough. And you went, he'd be like, no.
Do a man's cough.
Do an actual cough that a human would
do. Do a big boy cough.
Not a cough that perhaps a feral rabbit might do.
Great. So are you happy to do that? Can you just wave an arm in the air or something when I cough?
I will see Kyle every time you can't cough. Sorry, does that offend you?
No.
Good.
do that, please. Bit of Pavlovian conditioning, sort me out.
you deserve it.
When I was at uni, right, we were in this seminar, and for some reason we got onto the topic of evolution, and this... gonk, who was in the seminar, decided to put his hand up and offer Pavlovian conditioning as an example of evolution.
How? What was the response to that?
Well, everyone's so sort of, I don't know, weird and liberal and stuff. They were going, oh yeah, maybe. And I was going, no. And he didn't even say that. He said the thing with the dog. When the bloke taught the dog to do stuff
worms.
With food. I was like, oh. Be a Russell Group University.
You didn't say anything though, did you?
No, of course not. I just sat there seething.
If you had half the guts that you're in your bonce, you'd have spoken up, but you don't.
Yeah, but what am I going to say? You're an idiot.
Yeah. You could just say, excuse me, put your hand up, obviously, polite. Excuse me, I'd like to raise a counterpoint to that. You're shut up.
Yeah, I don't think we say that anymore.
Who doesn't?
The PC police.
I was being you there, though, did you say it?
Good.
Yeah?
Coming up on the show, we've got another few entries from Tom's diary.
How many?
5 days.
Lovely.
Which I know you're looking forward to. We've also got, last week we teased it, there's a not news slash yeah right, not all right your news.
Wait no longer.
Yeah. And there's also a Game of Moans, not associated with the pornographic parody.
Lovely.
Where we take a look at moan. Game of Thrones. We moan about a game of. Wonderful. Right. But before
any good tunes?
Well, no. Right. We used to go week to week picking the music. Jack would pick it 1 week. Then I'd pick it the next week. Now I pick it because every week I text Jack saying, what do you want to listen to? What did you say this week? Spirit in the Sky.
I'd love Spirit in the Sky. Didn't say that, but like that.
Yes, you did, didn't you?
No,
you said something stupid.
Something stupid.
You said you wanted the Kumars at number 42, featuring Gareth Gates doing Spirit in the Sky.
I love Gareth Gates. I think that guy's going to go from strength to strength.
Going on.
That's completely unnecessary, isn't it?
Right.
Take that back.
Hurry up, I'm about to play some music.
I said he's got the whole world in his hands.
Okay.
Off of Jesus.
Which is even weirder.
Right. Is it? I said no song requests. As long as there's nothing like Ash or Feeder or Linkin Park.
Which there isn't.
Good. We'll be Black Sabbath then.
This is Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. Live from Bestival 2011. I recommend checking out the CD. It's good.
Didn't you play this the other week?
No.
Yes, you did.
Radio Vista. Time
we're right here. And it fits.
That was The Cure on the Tom and Jack podcast, or perhaps on Radio Bista.
Bista's only alternative, being Radio Vista.
What?
We've got to say that after every...
What was that last bit?
Bista's only alternative, Radio Bista.
Ah, okay. Alternative to...
Silence.
Okay.
Or any other noise.
Okay.
Right, on are the we, show...
Was that an endorsement of Radio Bista?
Not at all. I'm completely carbon neutral, the whole situation. We've just got to say it's in the contract.
Okay.
Right. Would you like to hear what I've been up to this week?
Look at you.
What?
You're dressed like, I don't even know,
what?
A member of Bananarama.
What's that meant to mean? Because I've got a yellow t-shirt on. You think I'm dressed
like a
banana?
Yeah, with the sleeves all the way rolled up to the shoulders. So yeah. You're trying to show off. I don't even know what. Your tan lines.
No, I roll my sleeves up because otherwise t-shirts don't fit me.
It's too hot. Yeah. Too hot under the collar.
This is you really are in a foul mood today. It's bringing it all down. Right.
Your nipples are nearly coming through the shirt.
No, they don't even say that. No, they're not. You made me self-conscious now. You're such a freak. I don't even care. I don't care if they are.
On with the diary, come on.
Right, so my common law wife...
Can I just say quickly before we start the diary, Tom is proudly wearing a t-shirt. So it says Macbeth on it, and he told me that he got it from a school trip when he went to the Globe.
No,
and he didn't even watch Macbeth, he watched Midsummer Night's Dream.
If you didn't look like a Channel 5 show about giving a homeless a £50 Topman voucher, you would understand that Macbeth is a streetwear brand from America.
Oh,
this is very
American.
Hard to come by, this t-shirt.
Yeah?
Yes.
How much is it worth?
It's worth... who cares what it's worth? Never mind.
Me?
I don't know, I'll get it valued.
Okay.
Right.
Next week's show, then.
This is really not on.
Please, continue. I've said before, I'll stay silent in the diary until comments are allowed.
Yeah, you're allowed to... Okay, so, my common law wife has gone to do a 5-week course... at Warwick University, and I've been left up on my own. You're such an idiot. You're such an idiot. And I've been left on my own, so because I don't have anyone to talk to, I've started keeping a diary for the 5 days a week when she's not here. So, without further ado, as usual, Jack, if you could save your comments till the end of the day, that would be great. Yes, the end of the day in the diary.
Okay.
Daft tit.
Language. This could be on live on Radio Bista.
How would it
and
be
it's
live?
Bista's only alternative. It's the only alternative they've got, okay? Don't besmirch it with your language.
Monday. Went to get my car to drive to Jack's house to watch Game of Thrones. I leave my car in the park because the council won't give me a permit for outside my house. When I got to the car, I noticed in the dirt there were footprints on the bonnet. I looked closer and there was a clearly defined arse print on the roof. I got in the car and drove to Jack's. Half of the road to Jack's house was being resurfaced. The speed limit was 20 miles an hour. I was driving at 25 miles an hour because I didn't want to be late and for Jack to get angry. A man behind me wanted me to go faster. I tried to explain that I didn't want debris to fly up and hit my car. I did this via the mirror. He didn't care and overtook me very fast. Loads of debris sprayed up and hit my car. When I was nearly at Jack's, I drove past a horse-drawn carriage. A woman was driving it. Next to her was a teenager in a tracksuit with his hood up, looking embarrassed. I got to Jack's house and parked in the residence car park. When I got in, Jack and Hannah said I shouldn't have parked there and we could all get in trouble. I said I'd move it, but they said it was fine. They then played pool on their phones for 15 minutes. Finally, we watched Game of Thrones. It was much better this week, but I couldn't concentrate because I kept checking on my car. After, we talked for a while. I put my hand in my pocket for some gum. There was a piece loose in the end of the packet, and without thinking, I pulled it out and put it in my mouth. I thought...
No. We'll cut that.
I thought I'd got away with it, but both Jack and Hannah mentioned it and said it was weird. I tried to explain what had happened, but they didn't seem to believe me. I left shortly after that. So that's the end of Monday.
Yeah.
Any comments?
Nice. Firstly, I knew about the road thing. Just didn't bother to tell you.
Okay, that's nice.
Secondly, I hope you liked the arse print. No, it wasn't me. I wouldn't even know how to go about
it. It wasn't your bony arse. I would have recognised it.
Did you say on the bonnet or on the roof?
On the roof, the arse print and the
footprint. How do you even go about doing that?
Use your feet on the bonnet, I think.
And then just like sort of sit just above the windscreen.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Which way is the antenna pointing on the radio signal thing?
I don't think I have one.
Okay, then you're asking for it, really.
There you go. Oh, wait, you don't... No.
Yes, the gum thing was... That was really strange.
Yeah, it was weird.
I knew it was weird.
I knew it was going to be weird as soon as I did it, but in the millisecond, I didn't not do it.
And now, I can't... You know, and you've provided your rationale and that's fine, but I can't not see you as a man that just carries around gum like loose change in his pocket like
last,
a dad.
That's the last
like
thing
a pocket's just swirling around with all gum and little bits of pocket lint.
That is not
furry
the way.
Bits of chud.
I don't want you to think of me like that.
I do though, and I'm sorry. You bore it on yourself. Day two.
Tuesday. Some of my eBay things had to be posted. I tried on a coat I sold for the last time. Later I realised I'd posted it with a cigarette and a lighter in the pocket. I left the house to go to the post office. The blind neighbour nodded at me. I thought about this all the way to the post office. I got there and queued. When it was my turn, I walked forward and put my parcels on the counter. The woman behind the glass said, "Do you want to post these?" I said yes. I left the post office and drove home. I parked in the park. I've taken to driving with my trousers undone, as it's as it's comfier. I got out of the car and did them up. There was a woman walking her dog, watching. I went home. I keep having dreams about a new shape I've invented, but when I wake up, I can't draw it. I just tried again now, and I did it, but I don't know what to call it. Any comments? That's the end of day two.
Yeah. We've spoken about that blind man before, your blind neighbour.
Yeah.
A curious man.
Why is that? He's not blind.
He can't be. There's no way.
He nodded at me. And he belted me with that stick before.
He deliberately jaywalks.
Mm.
He can't be blind. Other comments. Why trousers? Just the button undone on the trousers?
Button and flies. Because okay. I wear very tight trousers and then I sit and they sit quite low. So, I mean, I'm in danger of testicular contortion, to be honest with you. And I'm not a young man anymore.
Well, we'll try explaining that to the police when you get pulled over.
Well, I was thinking that when...
Why in a car park in a park in the dead of night with your trousers undone? To avoid testicular contortion, sir.
I know, I do need to remember that in case I go in, I pull over to ask for directions or something. Someone sees my Star Wars grandees. Wednesday.
I did have another comment, but I can't remember the whole diary, I'm afraid. It was too much of a long entry. Can't remember what I was going to say.
Walked to the shop to get cigarettes. I walked past a woman sat in a car. As I got close, she locked the door. She can't have known I was Irish, so I don't think it was racially motivated. I even thought maybe I'd imagined it, until I was a few metres past the car and she unlocked it. At the shop, I bought cigarettes and a Kinder Bueno. The man working there said he didn't have any £5 notes. I said, that's fine, mainly because I had to. He then gave me 8 old pound coins. He doesn't know this is the only place I ever spend money. I went outside the shop. There was a car parked outside with a novelty number plate that said Raw on the dashboard. I stood there eating my Kinder Bueno, looking at it and thinking. A man came over and unlocked the car. He asked me what I was looking at, using a swear. I said nothing and walked off. I walked home thinking of all the funny and smart things I should have said. Later, I was drinking a coffee in the garden. My mum came out and tried to get me to look at a plane that was flying past. I tell her I don't care and remind her that we've lived under a flight path for 8 years. This results in an argument. That's the end of Wednesday. Any quick comments?
I remember from Tuesday, where is the drawing of the shape? Because I'd like to see it.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't want to give it away, but...
What, to me?
Actually, no, I don't trust you. Actually, there's
with
two.
What? Your mad shape dream?
There's two variants on it.
Right.
And it's actually... The thing is, they're actually both new shapes, so you don't...
How do you know that?
What can you say? Because you've never seen... I know you've never seen that before.
I have.
No, you haven't. Only if I ever...
That's how I draw legs on a stick, man.
No, only if I dreamt it before and I forgot about it.
Great.
So there you go. Look at you. So you've gone green with envy because I've invented a shape.
Why do you dream about shapes?
I don't know. I kept having weird dreams about it. But then I'd just sit down to do it and I couldn't...
That's the kind of thing infants probably dream in.
I'm so at peace now that I can draw it. Because before it was... It's like Inception or something.
I was going to say, yeah.
Thursday. Went to the post office again. I walked to my car at the park. Some children in the park shouted at me. They insinuated I was a habitual masturbator with a single word. I considered telling them that I hadn't actually masturbated for some time, but I decided not to. At the post office, the same woman looked at my parcels again and said, do you want to post these? I said, yes. Later, I had to speak to a woman on the phone about a job, which is my biggest fear apart from dying. Had the phone call and it was fine. In the evening, I went out to the pub with people I used to work with. They asked me what I'd been up to since leaving work. I said, nothing. We talked about all the funny and sad things that happened at work and drank beer. And that's the end of Thursday. A much happier day for me.
And text me.
Oh yeah, I did text you.
Like I'm some sort of...
No, don't.
Okay.
It's libelous. Friday, which is today. Had breakfast. Both my cats were looking at me. Sometimes my cats look at me and I think they're desperately sad. Maybe they'd be happier with another boy. Today I have to pick Mill up from Warwick. I had to drop her there on Sunday. At one point there were 3 lorries surrounding me on the motorway and I thought they were going to do an iRobot. Mill said all the motorway lanes are basically the same, which I know isn't true. She says things like this, then I'll repeat them to her in the future, and she'll deny it. This can now be used as evidence. Just before going to Warwick, I went to Tesco's. I came out, and someone had taken an egg out of my case, so I only had five. I remember Jack once telling me, eggs are a privilege and not a right. And that is the end of Friday and this week's diary.
I'm glad that iRobot has had that kind of level of impact on you, that you thought that might happen.
That was really scary, because there was like a, not a wall, but you know those half-height bollard things to stop you crashing. Yeah, I was there, one in front of me, one to the, and one behind me. I was thinking, oh no, Eddie Stobart's got in for me.
Stobart's going to have your head on a spike, son.
Stobart, you
mount your head to the front of his lorries.
I watched Final Destination 2 when I was too young, I think, and that bit with the lorry carrying the logs on the railway, and all the logs fall off, that had an adverse effect on me. I'm now cripplingly feared.
I know, that is a weird one, isn't it? I think scary, the stuff you watch that young really informs on you. Like, I watched Donnie Darko really young, and that, to this day, if I see a man-sized rabbit
in the
dark,
a cinema,
for some reason, sitting next to me in an empty cinema, then it really starts to freak me out. Anyway, that was my diary for this week. Would you like some more music?
Please.
This is Song 2 by Blur. Radio Bista, this is Annual Turn.
Pleased to meet you. That was song number 2. That was by Blur from the 90s.
Mm.
And here's Tom and Jack.
Hello, Radio
from
Bista.
The Nows.
Radio Bista.
Bista's only alternative.
Radio Bista. Right, would you like a bit of not new / yarrow?
Yes.
Okay, here are the jingles.
So this is like,
what was the point in that? Jack just laid his microphone down on his lap and then did a stupid hand gesture. Great, yes. They are joined together, if that's what you mean. So, this is the not used jingle. Not news. And this is the Yeah Right jingle.
I'm shutting your butt down.
F*** sake, man, you're amateur.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Yeah Right.
I realised today that I should have put the Harvey Price appearance on him.
You can't.
This morning. Why not? I put the Christian Bale one in and bleeped it.
Oh, so I just go, hello, you bleep?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
maybe I can't be bothered.
That is one of my favourite things to have ever happened in pop culture.
Yeah, I know, it's great, isn't it? Right, so this week's Yeah Right / Not New comes from This Morning with Jabba the Holmes and Ruth Langsford. They talked to a woman called Debbie Merrick about a haunted children's doll that she bought.
Just in time for the release of Annabelle Creation, the new horror film about a scary doll.
There you go, maybe.
Good, isn't it?
Like I just said to you during that song, I probably should have refreshed my memory about what happens in
Thankfully,
this.
Thankfully, we're on pod, and you can just...
No one can see the future, it turns out. It's a very slow news day, obviously. In the beginning of the clip, Eamon the Hutt just sort of just wanders in wearing his trainers. Like, it's all, the thing is all laid out like someone's living room.
And why are you going to have to paint the scene a bit clearer?
Sorry.
Is this like in the This Morning studio?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't look like it, because they've sort of tried to make it look like a Victorian front room or whatever. So they're both sitting on like leather-back sofas, this woman and her husband, and Eamon Holmes and his wife. And then the doll is between them on a rocking chair.
Of course.
Just sat there like it's part of the actual thing.
Creepier, isn't it? Everyone knows that the creepiest chair is the rocking chair.
So what I would think with something like this was, if I was Eamon Holmes or Ruth Langsford, I would think, okay, so let's sort of get straight into why you think this doll is possessed. But if my memory serves me correctly, then the woman doesn't actually do that. So I'm going to play the first clip now.
Please.
Do you seriously think this doll is possessed, do you?
I wouldn't necessarily say possessed, but there is... It has got something. Yeah. It's definitely got something.
You almost look like, Deb, you don't want to even look at the doll.
No, I don't.
Are you a bit scared?
I don't even want to touch it.
Really?
Yeah.
So tell me about the doll. Do you collect dolls? Where did you get the doll from?
No, actually, I hate dolls.
Oh.
Which is really...
And why did you buy it?
As an investor.
Do you know what? I bought it...
Did the doll call to you and say,
we walked
buy
past
me.
A shop. It wasn't actually a charity shop. It was, like, one of these second-hand shops.
Antique.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we walked past and we... Yeah, and we just... I think it was you, wasn't it? And you saw them and...
I just thought
said,
they
let's
looked...
just go and have a look and... For some reason, I said, let's buy them. And we
so
bought, actually,
you say
we
them,
bought
there's
three.
More than one. OK.
We bought three. They were £5 each. Mm-hmm. And we thought... We'll buy them because they look like they're worth more than £5 each. Mm. You know, hands up, I bought them to resell.
That chair's beginning
chair's
to rock.
Rocking.
Look at that.
Who's doing that? Stop it. Who's doing that?
Yeah.
When you separated these dolls, you brought them home and immediately you could feel that this one... Has this one got a name?
That's not it at all. Yeah. I put them in the spare room and then we had friends coming to stay for the weekend, so I thought I better put them up. I put two in our room, one under the bed, one on top of the wardrobe and one of them in the drawer. But the day before our friends came is the day he woke up with scratches on him.
So, spooky stuff so far. I mean, that's a minute 40 in, and we've had no evidence so far about this doll being possessed in any way, but we've heard in minute detail how she bought it.
The receipt of the transaction.
Yeah. Debbie, I knew at the beginning that she doesn't want to look at the doll. She's not joking here because she doesn't look at the doll whatsoever. She's genuinely she's convinced herself that
is
she's
the doll looking at her?
I don't think so, no.
Look at me, Debbie. Made my eye line.
So like you heard, some weird mystical spirit made them think that they can make a quick buck off buying this doll and reselling it.
Buy me, Debbie. Look in the window, Debbie.
We've also heard in sort of fascinating detail how one goes about buying a doll and then stores it for 2 days.
Yeah.
So
one
now,
under the bed.
Now we're going to hear about all the spooky things.
So hang on, he's had a late night at work. Come home, he's got scratches on his back.
Well, we don't know that.
But the doll's done it.
All we know is that they wake up in the morning and he's got scratches.
Okay.
But, I mean...
Had he been...
I'm going to be honest, because you're not really going to be able to guess what they talk about. So I'm just going to spin it on for a couple more minutes. And,
spin it on, my friend. Spin it on.
Okay, so we're going to hear about all the spooky things, what the doll's been up to and that.
Right, so I'm intrigued by these scratches, Cameron. So tell me what happened. You woke up in the morning.
Well, I literally woke up in the morning. I had my shower as normal. Mm-hmm. And then I felt a burning sensation on my leg. And I looked down and there was a lot of scratches all over my knee. There must have been a dozen or 15 or so, but they look like cat scratches, so...
You could have just scratched yourself in the night, couldn't you? People do that.
I've got any nails.
He cuts his nails to the skin.
OK.
No. Do you have a cat?
No.
Could you have scratched him?
No, that's what I said.
No,
but...
this is the thing. Where the scratches were, and we've got, like, a big, like, extra king-size bed, because... We need a lot of room, basically.
Well, you don't have to explain why you have a king-size bed. Just assume you do.
The thing is, I have scratched him with my nails on his neck.
Okay, too much detail.
It wakes him up.
The thing is, this incident was not isolated. Other things happened.
Yeah.
And all to the point where you ended up putting Her Highness out in the garden shed, and you locked her up in a box in the garden shed. And then when you went to revisit the box in the garden shed, tell us what you saw.
Well, we'll leave on that cliffhanger. just to run through what we just heard there. The man literally woke up in the morning, which I find is always a good start. Hot sensation on his leg in the shower, but, you know, he might have been late for work. We've all got a multitask.
Yeah, I know,
maybe he did his teeth as well.
Yeah.
He cuts his nails to the skin. His leg
right to the skin,
which is horrific. And he holds up his hands as proof.
As though, what would that matter? Because assuming that story was from weeks ago.
Debbie goes, we've got an extra king-size bed because... And then just sort of trails off.
I mean, for Eamon Holmes, possibly the most gibberish man in the country.
I know.
to tell you you need to hurry up talking.
I know, yeah.
Like something else.
And she just goes, oh, I have scratched him on the neck before, but never on the leg. Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't like that.
So
he likes it on the neck.
So we left off and they've locked the doll in the shed, as you do. Despite there being absolutely no link so far, what we've heard between the scratches and the doll itself.
If I was in that situation, if that genuinely happened, not that I would ever buy any doll of any kind
ever.
Well,
come on, they're worth more than a fiver.
Could resell them to
got
the charity.
Got a king-size bed to pay for.
Extra king-size bed to pay for, yeah. The repayments on that must be awful. If I started waking up with scratches on me and things like that, I would just throw it in the bin.
Oh, well.
Or take it back to the charity shop.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out what they do.
Go on.
You're already spooked out, obviously. But if you can believe it, things are about to get spookier still.
Chilled to my bones.
I've got a feeling Debbie will keep describing stuff in the amount of detail she has been doing.
That necklace that's on her was round, right round her neck. It was really tight, about 5 or 6 times.
And that little pearl, little
that
pearls,
little pearl
yeah.
necklace. And when I went to the shed, it was practically hanging off. She was in a plastic box with a lid, with 2 other boxes on top. No one had been in the shed all weekend.
Couldn't it have just been loose, the clasp, and just fallen off?
Never mind what it could have been. The fact is, all these things were happening.
There's no clasp.
And
it's just like
is this
big.
Frightening you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right, a little bit. Now, even last night, you were on neutral ground. You were in a hotel prior to this programme, and you had an experience, a happening. What happened last night?
2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and heard, like, a swishing noise going around my side of the bed.
So what, like the dress?
What do you think was swishing?
Yeah, I don't know.
So you put the dog up for sale on...
The doll.
Sorry, it was my throat glove. The doll. The reason Ruth's laughing is Ruth believes in these things and she pretends she doesn't.
You say that all the time.
Well, it's absolutely true.
I'm scared.
Victoria Clare Fletcher says, I'm a believer, but I think it's strange how pretty much all these reported encounters with spirits are Victorian or thereabouts. Gaynor Green says, my nan has a collection of dolls in her dining room. They're so creepy. They look as if they're just waiting to pounce. Now, you put this up for sale, right? And you put it on the web, right? And you were quite upfront because you didn't want anybody buying this unless they knew this was possessed, as you believe, possessed.
I didn't list it as a haunted doll. I listed it as a creepy doll. And I didn't at any point say it was haunted. I just said what it was and I didn't want it in my house anymore.
So, in that clip, you heard more of the spookiness. You've heard about a necklace, what came loose, which is pretty scary.
Yeah.
And a swooshing noise in a room.
Conveniently, the morning of the interview.
Yeah. Yeah, very conveniently. Also, we had some comments from the audience, which was good, such as, it's strange how these encounters are Victorian and my nan's got creepy dolls.
Good,
which
isn't
is good.
It?
Oh, I love morning television. It's fantastic.
Robert from Carlisle here says, my nan's got a brooch. Sometimes the brooch just opens by itself. We got a lass here from Northern Ireland. She says that she's got a nan who left her a watch, and sometimes twice a year the watch is an hour out.
Right, okay, so where we left him, the doll's been put on eBay, but Debbie's very keen to emphasise that she did not say it was haunted. Okay,
now, you wouldn't sell it otherwise, would you, for the tidy profit she'd be anticipating to get.
Well, I wonder why she would feel that she had to justify her listing on eBay
when it's so obviously haunted.
Well,
and so you bought it for a fiver.
Yeah.
How much is she on at the moment?
She's been bought and paid for £866.
Wow.
Which I'm quite embarrassed about. I just wanted to get rid of it.
But you've made £861 quid in profit.
Yeah.
On Cameron getting his leg scratched.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah,
so. Well, that's not so bad.
And was the person who's bought it interested because they think it
he's the owner of a paranormal magazine, Ghosts of Britain or something. So, yeah, he's interested in it because of obviously what it is.
And what about the other two dolls you bought with her? Are they?
Yeah, they're in my shed. I don't want them there on eBay at the moment as well.
They could be worth 1,600 quid.
Someone could come into. If the guy who's bought that one wants them, he can have them.
Yeah. I don't Ruthie, you don't believe this.
Well, I'm not. I don't believe in things being haunted.
Okay.
Like
well, so will you then lift up the doll and nurse it on your knee? Don't do it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Don't do it. Don't be all brave.
Nonsense.
I'm telling you. You could be bringing the spirit home with you. It's enough having one witch in the house without two.
Oh, Eamon.
Quick maths from Eamon.
Well, yeah, lightning quick. So
didn't include P&P.
£866 she sold that doll for.
£861 in profit, though.
You might have heard her say, I'm embarrassed, I just wanted to get rid of it. As you said earlier, chuck it in the bin. Almost as soon as it starts attacking your husband, in a way, considering you hate it. I don't know about you, but I can't believe that the editor of Ghosts of Britain would be so easily led. I think he sounds like a wise man.
Oh, God. That is my new monthly subscription.
Yeah, we need to get a copy of that.
To get that magazine.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, what a
That's going to be like those glossy women's mags. Like, yeah. Take a break.
Mm.
But for people that believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
That's my dream magazine. Really,
yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, that was... I hope you enjoyed that as much
My
as I
My husband gets a hard-on in the night, and he says it's ghosts.
I'm calling us sceptical. Okay, well, sorry, I'm speaking for you. I don't think that was haunted.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't say...
I wouldn't start the whole thing saying I just wanted to make a profit. If the story ends with you selling it to someone who believes in a ghost for nearly £1,000. Oh, well, I'm going to find this bloke on eBay. Yeah. This is haunted, mate. You can have it for 5k. Fantastic. What a load of bollocks.
Fantastic. I love that. Thank you for that.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I love a ghost story.
I mean, if anyone has got any... If anyone wants to prove us wrong, actually, with definitive proof of these paranormals... Then feel free to send them
I'd
in.
Be happy to make a regular item of it if people have got enough stuff. Please send us ghost stories and things like that.
We will give those things as much respect as they deserve.
We should be ghost detectives.
Well, after we fought the Loch Ness Monster.
Fighting it.
We are, son.
Oh, we can't.
Get in
we
training.
Won't win.
Right, so that was this week's. Do you think it's more knock news or more... Yeah, right.
You're right, it is a good combination of the two.
Well, okay, is Eamon Holmes? Yeah, right. Who knows?
No.
I'm shutting your butt down.
F*** sake, man, you're amateur.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
You're right.
Hello, you.
Hello.
No, you're an idiot.
Well, you have to cut that bit out anyway, because you just went... I'll just leave that in.
Okay.
That. The more I listen to that, the more I think... Well, Spoonful of Weather is still probably your number one, but
it's a good
a close
one, that,
second.
Yeah, I like it. Right, time for some more music. This is the song Fader by Temple Trap.
Oh, Temper Trap. I like this one.
Any of them.
Why? Yeah. Where does this come from?
I don't know. You know, you hear songs when you're younger and you like them, and then 8 years later you find them again on your computer, and then you play them on a podcast/radio station.
Good
Radio
album,
Mister,
this.
Then you'll send it. It is quite good. I also like the other single, Radio Mister.
There you go.
That was Fader by The Temper Trap on Radio Bista. Bista's only maybe just on the podcast, Tom and Jack podcast.
Either way.
Coming in your ears.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, lovely. We just had to do a bit of a catch up with some classic ghost stories of the past.
Love a ghost story.
I'm a bit freaked out now.
Ooh.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love to see a ghost because that means we're going to live forever.
Yeah.
But it's not going to happen.
The strangest thing, this amount of people, the strangest thing happened to me. I'd had a few drinks and I fell down, but I'm sure something pushed me. I felt it. Did it? Yeah.
Something possessed me and I belted my husband across the face. Yeah, this was stuff like that. I had a feeling or something.
I felt a paranormal squeeze on my stomach and all of a sudden I was sick all over the nightclub floor.
The thing is, I know how I behave as a ghost, so... that you would be left in no doubt as to whether I was real or not if I was a ghost.
You would taunt the living hell out of
me. I know, and there's got to be one person in all the people who have died throughout history who thought, you know, well, I'm going to have a bit of a laugh with this as well.
Maybe they're restricted in their ghostly powers.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know how it works. If you know
you
how
can
it
send
works,
a feeling to
if you are a
week.
Ghost expert, please get in touch with us on Facebook or Twitter or something.
I've just remembered. Well, you know this story, but when I was on student radio, dear listener, we thought my co-host at the time was a non-believer, skeptic like me, so we thought we'd get in some charlatan psychic in. So this bloke drove for about 45 minutes, this extra large medium. And we thought it'd be funny to just get him in the studio and get him to exercise it and stuff. And he came in and he sat down and he was the sweetest bloke and talked really sincerely and stuff about family members and stuff that he'd lost and stuff like that. And we started to go...
God.
We started going to go, oh, okay, that's fascinating. Thanks for that. We were only going to get on for like 15 minutes. He stayed for the full hour. Let's go. Okay, no, that's great, Graham. We're just going to interrupt you now because we've got to play the strokes. So bad. Yeah. So over email, please. You're not coming in the basement, any of you.
No. Right. At least on the telephone where we can hang up.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Be fine, wouldn't it?
Right. Do you want to have a game of moans?
Please.
This is the part of the show where we moan about Game of Thrones. So this is Game of Moans, not associated with the pornographic parody. Jack and myself met up at his flat on Monday and put some of our thoughts down on tape about what we thought was going to happen.
Those tapes in this week's through now
episode. So do you want to hear them, Jack?
Please.
And then we can see if they came to pass in that.
Hello. We're back again for everyone's favourite feature. A game of moans, not associated with the pornographic parody. Say hello.
Lightly associated.
This is when we predict what's going to happen in Game of Thrones this week.
Alright. Starting with Queen of Dragons, Daenerys.
Yeah.
Meet John.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's going to meet John. Jack's taken my notes and now he's trying to be funny.
Maybe good, maybe bad.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say bad.
Bad?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say good.
Because he's going to be like, Daenerys, I've gone for haircut.
She's going to be like,
I don't do haircuts.
Why are you obsessed with his hair?
I just think he should get a haircut.
Is it because he's got more hair than you?
Amelia Clarke will keep acting like someone talking.
No, we'll keep acting like someone taking amateur dramatics too seriously. Don't you think he's getting a bit like that?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't rate her.
No, I don't either.
Who do you rate?
Who's good in it? Lena Headey. Cersei's good.
Yeah, she's good.
Peter Baelish is good.
Here you go. Here goes the guy, save your sister right here away. Oh, her gorgeous, watching her breasts.
Will that ever not be funny?
No. Will he ever stop being a pervert? We'll find out in this episode.
I think Sansa's going to kill him this episode.
No. I think Arya is going to get to Winterfell.
I don't care.
I'm like, I'm back. And then her and Sansa will do like a rap. Because that's what's cool nowadays.
Yeah.
That's what the kids like on the TV show.
Okay.
I've seen MTV. Speaking of MTV, Bam Margera.
Yeah, Bam Margera's going to bring them women back to the capital.
He's going to bring her the horn. It's got to be the horn.
He doesn't have the horn. That was so annoying that gift wasn't the horn. I thought it was going to be the horn.
Here you go, here's some tart. Dirty old bit of crumpet from the Sandland. Great. No one cares. Do you know what's going to happen? The last of those sand... excuse my language. The last of those... You can edit this. Last of those sand pigs are going to die, and then there have been 3 or 4 seasons worth of Thrones with sand twaddle for nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I know.
Just boring, boring narrative after boring narrative, and for what?
But it's meant to be like as big as the North, that place, and they clearly only had a permit to film in Spain for one day a year. And that's when they went, yeah, this is it, really.
They told the walls. They told them that they could film in certain locations in Spain, but there was only two, and one of them was Benidorm. So they couldn't really... And they were filming Benidorm at the time.
That would have been better.
Who else have we got?
Bran will come to Winterfell, I think.
Ah, okay. So you think Bran's going to come to Winterfell, and I think Arya's going to come to Winterfell.
Bran. Let's get them all in. Let's get it all over with.
Bran will turn up. Yeah, he might do.
I saw a thing this week that some of the episodes, they've written all the series for the final one. Mm. Some of the episodes could be up to 2 hours long. When will it end?
Back in like season 2 or 3, that might have enticed me.
I know.
But alas, no longer.
2 hours of people talking. Right.
Well, Bran's just going to come back and say, where you been? I've been there for the war. I can see the future. And they'll be like, no, you can't, you stupid disabled. And then, great.
I think they've overpowered these people too much. So there's one with 3 dragons. There's one who's the king of time. Then the rest of them are just normal people.
Yeah, it does feel a little imbalanced.
Yeah. But that's why Daenerys keeps making stupid decisions. So they can nerf her, I believe, with her.
Let's watch.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll find out if all that comes to pass.
There you go. Those were the predictions.
Some accurate.
Much better episode all round this week, and much better predicting from us as well. We're really coming into our own.
We are. We're getting better at this. I was right. Bran did come back and be all weird.
Yeah, you nailed the Bran bit. And you know what he reminded me of? Do you remember? This is such a niche reference. There's that episode of The Simpsons with that British horror film. And you know those British kids?
Yes.
What's it called? The Bloodening or something like
that? Yeah, the Bloodening,
that.
Yeah.
I hope that's shepherd's pie in your knickers. That's what you talk like. I've seen your wedding day, Sansa.
We've seen what you do. I've seen what you do in the living room. I've seen the way you touch the dog. It was like that. It was horrible.
Yeah, weird. Yeah.
Of that's... all the things that he could have said, oh, you know, he could have just got, oh, I see the future. Do you? Prove it. Well, you had to jump from that bit of the wall with that bloke who hasn't got a knob anymore. Should have been like, oh, wow, well, there's no way, other way you could have known that. Great. But he had to, no. He had
yeah,
to go,
that's true.
I saw you.
You know what would have been really
I
good?
I saw you being sexually violated.
You know what would have proved his powers beyond anything? If he'd, like, taken out of his pocket a newspaper article about the controversy surrounding that episode and gone, see? IMDb thought it was out of order to use rape as a plot device.
I'd have liked it if he'd have just pulled out of his pocket and gone, here, a steam locomotive. One day everyone will travel on these.
Yeah.
And there'll be coal, but you don't know what it is yet.
So we nailed Bran. What else happened?
The dwarf lad from the south. He'll get an award one day. It'll be called an Emmy.
Sam cured Jorah. That was good.
Yes, good of him.
With literally no consequences whatsoever for
including a scene from a Harry Potter film. You could have been killed. Or worse, someone else could have been killed.
Oh, yeah.
But they weren't. 20 points to Gryffindor.
Yeah, it was like that.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what as well would have been helpful if Sam had just gone, oh, by the way, Jorah, when you go and see that Dragon Queen, tell her that Jon Snow bloke's all right.
Yeah.
And those White Walkers are real. Anyway, see you later. Yeah. We'll call it quits then. So
oh, yeah. White Walkers, just a quick heads up. They are real because I've seen one and killed one.
Yeah,
and he does definitely need the dragon.
And it indirectly caused your dad to die. Oh, and he said, is dying worse than me? Can Jorah join the watch?
Anyway, see you
later. That's it. Yeah, yeah. Don't dilly-dally, mate.
Take care, mate. Rough seas out there, I should know. There's 7 chapters of it in the book.
Yeah, I know that incurable disease that supposedly hibernates and stuff in people has disappeared overnight. So, right. On your way.
We don't know that it was overnight. There was a week between the episodes.
That's true. And people can now travel. Euron can just travel around the globe in the blink of an eye. Yeah, he killed those women. Oh, no, Cersei did. That's good.
Nasty.
Dreadful. Yeah, I know, business. But I'm sort of dead to it now, that stuff.
Yeah. Right. Numbed to it.
Yeah, I knew she was going to do something like that. Because she was wearing lipstick. She never wears lipstick, Cersei. So I thought, that's poison, that is. She's going to do her in with her own petard.
Good, yeah.
John met Daenerys. That was good. I quite enjoyed that.
Did you?
Well, it was all right. It went on too long. Yeah. Bit of verbal spine. I did like the bit where she goes, White Walkers and ice demons, don't be so ridiculous. Now can you piss off because I've got to feed me dragons? Yeah, okay. yeah, and then afterwards I'll just walk through a fire pit for no reason and be fine. Yeah, so that's stupid. The battles at the end really annoyed me. They were rubbish.
Boring, wasn't it?
What are they saving? They're saying they're saving this money, right, for all the set pieces. They're not, because this week I found out the 6 main cast members are paid $1.3 million an episode.
Yeah.
So that's where the money's gone. So we'll be treated to loads and loads of more PS2 cutscenes in place of fights. Some of the green screen in that fight was appalling. When they're putting the ladders up, it was embarrassing.
I know.
It looked like
a bit from the two Towers, the game.
Yeah, it did look like that. Or it looked like, you know, have you ever seen that scene in the second Matrix that is just continually chastised for the worst CGI of all time? Yeah, it's just reminding me of that. Rubbish.
Shame, innit?
Yeah, maybe we'll actually see some battling on screen next time.
In episode 4.
Yeah, I'm a. Wait, it was better. At least something of note happened.
Yes.
So, okay, that was this week's Game of Moans.
Join us next week for episode 4.
Mm-hmm. So, would you like to hear a TV theme to play us out?
No.
Tough. So, here's the jingle. This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required. Oh, sorry, I should explain it, of course.
Please.
So, this is the part of the show where I play a TV theme tune.
What do you mean, play?
Well, I press play on a TV theme tune, play it either on the radio or the beginning and end of it on a podcast.
You're not a character in a play.
No, I'm not dressed up as a theme tune, okay. No. How are you still struggling with this?
I can't quite get around it.
As soon as it clicks, we'll stop doing it.
Okay.
So, there you go. Your ideas up, okay. Son. This is part of the show where I play a TV theme tune. I like the TV theme tune itself, and I like the TV show that it associates with.
Okay.
You with me?
Yeah.
Separately when using conjunction. So this week's TV theme tune is The Office, the UK version, which is Hand Blags and Glad Rags.
Clang Blags and Flag Snags.
It's a cover by a man called Big George. So make of that what you will. I once lived above a chip shop called Big George's.
Yeah.
There you go. A little fact. And
didn't someone write something on the wall around the corner?
Outside written on the wall were two of my favourite pieces of graffiti of all time. So someone had spray-painted chips in 2-foot-high letters, which I like because that's very literal. And it's almost, it was like the blank wall facing the road, so in case someone couldn't quite see the sign.
Yeah.
So it might have even been the owner.
Yeah.
And chips. And the other bit, which probably is my favourite bit of graffiti ever, was someone had come back with like a big Sharpie marker and just written "check your change" in the biggest letters they probably could, which is just fantastic because it was the cheapest, grimmest chip shop you'll ever come across. So I don't know, the most they could have spent was handed over was a £20 note. But then they must have been so annoyed that they'd been shortchanged that they were either outside the shop, in which case go back in and say you've given me the wrong change, or they went away to get a Sharpie marker and come back and write "check your change" as tall as they could on a
wall. Fantastic.
There you go. So if you've seen any amusing graffiti, then please, no, don't.
People just post stuff like that on Facebook groups now. Local Facebook groups, that don't happen like that anymore.
Oh, yeah, we'll just make stuff up. Okay. Look at these hilarious things that children said in test results. Okay, random 30-year-old man in your mother's basement. How have you got hold of all these? Odd. I hate stuff like that.
I know you do, mate. I know it rattles your cage.
If you, for some reason, enjoyed this...
Why would you?
If you're listening on Radio Bicester... all previous episodes of this show come podcast available on iTunes, and a new there's a new guy on the scene called Android. So if you don't have an Apple device and you genuinely are okay with that, then please subscribe and download on either of those, whichever your preferred thing is. Also, we've got a new sketch out which will be in the link of the podcast. Otherwise, search Tom and Jack podcast on YouTube, and I'm sure in the top 10 for that search.
Probably.
Top 20 at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Anything else to say, Jack?
God bless.
And you can email us at jacksubpodcast@zenbell.com.
Especially if you're a ghost hunter.
Yeah,
or
please.
Even believer.
Or follow, or just psychically project it at us. Psychically? I've embarrassed myself enough for 1 week. Goodbye.
Bye.
This is The Office.